When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to our podcast, Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, coming to you from Charleston, South Carolina. And with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 9, The Real Housewives of Grenada.
Here's your recap. Jill Zarin is a guest. That's all we have to say. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. I was so looking forward to Jill.
Yeah, me too.
It was good to see her again.
Yes.
But man, she was a pain in the ass.
We'll get into that for sure. Yeah.
So the episode begins with Ben laying in bed with Sunny, and he's explaining the whole Xandy situation and why they're just friends, blah, blah, blah. Xandy is talking to Fraser, Barbie, and Kyle, and, you know, she's drunk and just, like, over the whole situation.
Yeah.
So then...
Same.
Kyle falls asleep in Barbie's bed, but he's snoring, so she kicks him out to the lower bunk.
Have you noticed how he sleeps? He sleeps like a vampire. Like, and I don't know... He's like, his arms are back, like he's straight on his back, his arms are crossed. And I just wonder if he sleeps like that when he's alone, or if he's sleeping like that so his hands are always in view of like where they should be, so there's no like hanky panky or whatever. I don't know. So
yeah,
I think it's super cute, but it's just weird. It's like the second time we've noticed him doing that. So
that's really funny. Gosh, well, maybe he should be with Xandy. She claims to be a vampire. So just saying.
That's a good point.
The next day, Sunny explains that she has an alter ego when she drinks tequila Sabrina.
Ah.
And she says she's a jealous bee, and then she proceeds to apologize to Xandy, and it seems like everything's okay now.
And Xandy said, you honestly have nothing to worry about, which I think was kind of nice for her to say, even though they're all hungover as hell, but
yeah,
it was nice to hear that. So did you ever have an alter ego after a night out of drinking? I know we couldn't afford tequila, and it was just mostly like cheap vodka or Natty Light or something, but I don't, did you turn into a different person? Did you Hulk or anything like that?
No, I think I was just really fun. And I also like to show off every skill that I have, like whether it's tap dancing, not very good, trumpet playing, you know, whatever.
You knew it was going to be a good night when the trumpet was busted out.
That's true.
I just remember I used to like telling everyone, I would just tell everybody just to shush.
I do remember that.
I don't know. I don't get drunk very often anymore, but I'm pretty sure I would still do that. Good times.
So funny. So Fraser and Captain Carey talk about Chef Anthony's organization or lack thereof. And Captain Carey knows it's a delicate balance with chefs, and he doesn't want to put too much pressure on the artiste.
It is true. I mean, you never know what's going on inside of the head of creatives. I've worked with quite a few, and you just don't know. And you do have to be gentle around them. Mm-hmm. And poor Anthony struggles with dyslexia. So I can't even imagine how mm-hmm. hard it would be for him to compose the thoughts that he's having along with what he needs to do and then turning absolute masterpieces out of everything. So I agree with Captain Carey.
Yeah. Can you hear Ranger howling?
No. Can you hear Mallory rocking out to some form of Taylor Swift or Carter Cowboy or whatever the new album is? I don't know.
Nice. Oh, Ranger. You know, I moved room, so I'm not in there with him now when I record, but
nice but he crack. Knows. He knows. He knows.
Okay, the preference sheet meeting. We have Melinda Springer, a former cruise director. Oh, no. Her husband, Noah, and then friend Gary with his girlfriend, Jill Zarin.
All right.
And they all know each other through pickleball. And Captain Carey says it's tennis for rich people. And I would say it's more tennis for people who don't want to run around so much, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also think it's for, but I do think it's for rich people because you tend to get injured, really, like really good injuries, like surgery required injuries. So you do have to have some sort of money.
Oh, really? Something. Pickleball injuries?
Oh, yeah. Like we've had multiple people at work, like the higher ups at work who have gotten injured, and it's almost like you're not allowed to play it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like he tore his, the tendon in your heel. Is that your
Achilles?
Yeah. He tore that. Yeah. He was out for like 2 months. It was bad news. So anyway, be careful if you play pickleball is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So Melinda is allergic to many things, among them melon, dairy, gluten, eggs, banana, hazelnuts, lobster in the shell, some other things. The husband does not like meat or fish. And then Josh doesn't like veggies. I think there's another vegetarian in there.
And a vegan, I think, too, which just it's okay. So I do have a question about this. Do you think Melinda is truly allergic to some of these things? Or do you think she just doesn't like melon and banana and she just doesn't want to see it?
Yeah.
And so she says that she's allergic to them.
Maybe there are a couple things she's allergic to, but certainly it's probably not all these things. Or, you know, food sensitivity tests are really big now. So
that's true. I believe she could be allergic to gluten or eggs and definitely hazelnuts or lobsters in the shell.
So do I hear Fraser say that they can just eat dust and air?
Oh my gosh, I hope so. That would be hilarious.
I think he said something like that. She does want a pina colada birthday cake, though, and Ben must be very excited about this. We know how he feels about pina coladas.
Now, he has to make a vegan cake, too, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be yummy.
Pina coladas are not vegan.
Oof. But, okay. That's all right. Sorry.
Okay. The next day, we get some nice slow-mo footage of Dylan lifting weights. Hope we continue with that, Bravo.
Yeah, I liked the styling of this. It was very 80s for the shoot, like just like the slow-mo, like kind of a la
Top Gun or like the volleyball scene or something.
Baywatch. I couldn't think of Baywatch, it. It was like girls running on the, and then like the sunglasses, very 80s.
Yeah, love it.
Very nice.
The provisions arrive and Captain Carey has a dad joke. He says, this goes to the Christopher Walken. The Walken.
Oh, Captain.
Fred Walken freezer.
Love it.
I love on Instagram how he's always doing the Far Side comics. Like, he posts those nearly every day. It's so cute.
I love Far Side.
I do. Far Side's incredible. Captain Carey still does his walk arounds with the heads of the department every day, like before the charter starts. And he finds a few things on the interior that aren't perfect. Fraser's really feeling the effect of being down a person.
But Sarah, Barbie is just so busy getting everything done.
Yeah, exactly. So the guests arrive and right away, Jill wants the hot tub turned down.
Oh my gosh, she's already started.
She's starting. Sunny gets to do the radio for the departure and everything goes well.
Good job. And
Jill isn't happy with the type of ice in her Diet Coke and she wants the little nugget ice. And it's at this moment that I start to get nervous that everyone's going to think Jill is a nightmare but I'm going to agree with everything she says because I also don't want the hot tub too hot. And I also love my nugget ice, as you know.
I know a lot of this was due to editing.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just, but holy moly, she is needy. I mean, they hadn't even, they've barely left the dock.
Yeah, this is like the tour.
Yeah. The hot tub is too hot. Turn it down. Oh, I need the nugget ice, which is fine. Like the nugget ice is good. I appreciate that too. But here's the thing. If nugget ice wasn't on the preference sheet, you don't get it. And she's not the primary.
Yeah. Let us not forget. Jill is not the primary. Fraser is helping Anthony plan the meals for all these restrictive diets. And Fraser says Anthony does not have his head in the game and he's worried.
I am too. I feel like he's seeing all of those math equations floating around his head. He just can't gather his thoughts. I mean, we've all had days like that, right? But I have a feeling he's constantly in that. There's just so much going on. I hope he can just level set and get there.
Yeah. Jill talks to Fraser and shares that she only knows Melinda and Noah out of the group. And Noah's father invented the Moderna vaccine. Like, how cool is that? I didn't fact check this. I assume we're going to go with what Jill said.
Thank you to Noah's father.
Yes, thank you. Okay, now it's water sports time. I like that they didn't do a sit-down lunch, so there's more time to play.
So much more time for activities.
So much more time. Captain Carey talks to Ben about Dylan and giving the deckhands more responsibility and then choosing a lead deckhand. And Dylan has the experience of a lead deckhand, but Ben needs to see kind of what he can do.
Agreed. So just want to make sure this is his first full charter, right? Like this is his first time. So let's see what he can do before we start giving people stripes and stuff. So let's turn it on, Dylan. Let's go. Let's see what we got going.
Yeah, let's take a look. So Captain Carey and Zandy have a nice chat over lunch and Zandy shares about her self-discovery journey that she's been on and crystals, blah, blah, blah.
Good for her. She reminds me of Haley from last season of OG. In the way that she's a little bit more mature than the other stews.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's there to get stuff done, get her money, have a good time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can appreciate the journey that Zan's on and it's going to be hard. But if this is something that she needs to do, then she'll do it.
Right. Jill can't find the electrical plug in her bathroom. It's hidden in a drawer. And so Barbie has to come and show her. And Jill says she's been on a lot of yachts and the drawers are always loaded with extra things like Q-tips and toothbrushes and Tums. And aren't these things people should just pack?
This is not a Holiday Inn Express, Jill. You just don't get like amenities falling from the sky. Like
maybe
you
know, you're supposed
I just feel like this is definitely how many seasons and episodes and boats have we had? How many times has this been brought up?
Never. I mean, certainly I'm sure the yacht has extras of things in case you
should
get something, but I wouldn't get on a yacht and expect them to provide a toothbrush. I just wouldn't.
Well, you know, like you said, if you forgot something, just say it. They'll get it for you.
They'll get it. You can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
So dinner that night, everything looks delicious. Anthony even makes fake scallops out of tofu for the vegan. I don't know.
Nice.
The cake looks lovely.
Cake. It does. It really does. So would you try tofu scallops?
I would because I love tofu, but I was confused because he said he like put them in butter and vegans don't eat butter. I don't know.
Unless it was like plant-based butter.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That could be. So anyway, the next day at breakfast, Jill has more recommendations for the yacht. She wants the primary to have a doorbell so that she can reach the galley and the stews at all times. And Fraser says, I bet your crew loved you.
The silence that fell over the table when he said that, just like again. But again, Jill, you aren't the primary.
Yeah. This is just beyond. I can't believe that she would suggest this.
Doorbell that you can get from Amazon with a little sticky. You just beep, beep, bong.
I can't believe she said that. Gross. Kyle said he's high-fived Dylan more times than anybody in his whole life.
Yes.
Beach setup time while Barbie and Anthony deal with all the hamburger orders lunch, and Barbie writes them all down on the whiteboard, but Anthony's dyslexia makes it hard for him to process. You can see he's just like, I'm not getting it, not getting it.
Yeah.
But Barbie messes up some of the orders, and then the burgers are coming out cold. But Barbie does take ownership for the mistake and apologizes right away to Captain Carey.
The way she wrote him up on the board, I know we didn't really get a full glance. So it was just really quick, but it was very confusing. And there's just so many variations for a hamburger. Like, it was bound, there were bound to be mistakes. So just, I appreciate she owned up to it. And I appreciate, too, that the captain went out and talked to them. And he's being protective of Anthony, which I appreciate. He's also being protective of Barbie, which is nice, too. So
yeah, I do like that he went out there just to like make sure. And the guests were pretty cool about it in the end. Jill wants to talk to the chef with Melinda, the primary, and Captain Carey is going to go up there too. Melinda says, or Melinda doesn't really say much of anything.
Yeah.
Or anything at all. And it's just,
she's fine.
It's just Jill adding more to Anthony's plate. She wants sushi appetizer for tonight. She, in addition to the tofu pad thai, she also wants chicken pad thai. She wants some crudite. Jill.
And so just another reminder, she is not the primary. Everyone is listening to her because she is the squeaky wheel. And so she's going to get the grease.
100%.
Yep.
Now it's time for pickleball on the beach. Sunny and Ben play against the guests. And Zandy takes a moment to tell Fraser about the whole lunch mix-up with the hamburgers. And Fraser apologizes to Jill.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Why are we apologizing to Jill?
Exactly. We're paying too much attention to Jill. The guests.
She's not giving you the tip.
No. The guests and crew on the beach do a whole yoga flow while Barbie is running around trying to get things done on the boat. Dare I say she's spinning?
She is the queen of spinning right now. Yeah. I am getting so dizzy watching her just all over the place.
However, Barbie did have time for a phone call home to complain about everything. And she did have time to complain to Anthony in the galley. I'm just going to mention that.
Oh, okay.
Sandy and Barbie have some conflict in the laundry over ironing napkins or something.
Barbie, I'm truly at a loss. Like, it's almost like she's picking.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For the sushi appetizer, there's nothing for the vegetarian who doesn't eat raw fish. But there is some crudite. So, like, eat that. I just didn't think this was that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Captain Carey says everyone is focusing so much on Jill that they're forgetting to take care of everybody else.
Yes. Thank you, Captain.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
So this is where the episode ends. And next time we're going to have our new stew arrive.
Ben seems super worried about.
Who does?
Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Trouble in paradise.
Right.
And then we're going to get a day off. So those are always fun.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
It's now time for our segment, Fraser's Phrases.
What a horrible group of people.
Kelly, which of these Fraser quotes was your favorite this week? There weren't too many, but these are a couple little ones. I bet your crew loved you, to Jill there. They can just eat dust and air.
There you go.
And three, I am so hungover.
He was in rare form that night out. I'm going to go with, I bet your crew loved you. Because you know we were all thinking it.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, it's time for Hot Tub Combo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, how you doing? Kyle Stelly here, your favorite Scotsman from Below Deck. And you're here listening to the Above Deck podcast with Sarah and Kelly. Love you, girls.
Thank you to Stream to See for sponsoring this episode. Stream to See is a personal care company committed to making a difference. By choosing Stream to See, you're opting for safer skincare, and you're supporting a brand that prioritizes the environment from the ingredients they choose to the packaging they use.
Sarah, I know you use their Everyday Mineral Sunscreen all the time. Mm-hmm. One product I'm loving right now is the conditioning shampoo and body wash. It's the perfect 3-in-1 product that's perfect for traveling.
Yes, I love that one too. And you know how I swim every day at high tide with friends?
Yeah.
They bought this big bottle of the shampoo and body wash that they keep on the dock. And we basically take dock baths with a hose afterwards. And it feels good to know that we're using products that won't hurt the animals living in the salt marsh.
For 10% off your order, go to stream2c.com and use code ABOVEDECK. That's stream2c.com and use code ABOVEDECK.
It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
The article came out in Entertainment Weekly last week where Captain Carey is quoted as saying that Ben Willoughby was not his first choice for bosun. Yikes. Yeah. He alluded to the fact that there will be future conflict between the two of them and, quote, he came quite close to things not being very good for him. And he may not make it the whole season, end quote. Wow. Ben put out a response on Instagram that read, quote, I'm disappointed that Captain Carey appears to be insinuating a false claim on my work ethic and career, which could gravely damage my reputation and character in an industry that I have worked hard in for 5+ years, end quote. Wow.
I did not see this coming. You know, When I saw this post from Ben, because I didn't see the article first, I went and read the article. I didn't really think the article was that bad. It was, you know, these articles are always a little clickbaity. You know, they want to, you know, try to get people to watch and read. I thought Ben kind of overreacted. What did you?
Well, you don't know when the article was written.
I know. Yeah.
It could have been at the very beginning of the season. It could have, you know, like a year ago.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that it was post-filming, but, you know, Captain Carey was, you know, he's vague and he's trying to get people to watch and...
Yeah, well, and it's drama.
Yeah.
Bring it. I'm sad, though, because Ben is right. It could damage his reputation and people are going to be like, Captain Carey said.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was that bad. And... I would hope that Ben reached out to Captain Carey before he like posted that and be like, hey, what did you mean by this?
What's up, man? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but people on Reddit have said, oh, well, this kind of cinches it. Ben won't be coming back for a third season, you know, if he's having conflict with the captain, and that very well could be.
Yikes.
So I don't know. I just want to mention that we have merch. We haven't talked about our merch in a while. You can click the link in our show notes or the link in our Instagram bio. There are t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, water bottles. There's an adorable mug that says, this boat has everything. A nod to our Stefan episodes. And I really love the Adventure hoodie. And there's a really cute sheet of stickers. Love the stickers. So yeah, definitely check out the merch and support Above Deck.
And it's a really quick turnaround too. Like getting out to you. So
I love it.
Yeah. Deckhand Dylan and Sarah was on Vanderpump Rules last week. I was so confused. So there was a group scene at Sir, and Dylan is sitting right next to Katie. And Katie's going off and he's in the middle of it. He doesn't speak or anything and there's no reference to it, but he's just watching the scene play out. It is absolutely, he's like, huh, what? So we don't know why he was there and he hasn't said anything about it. We suspect this means he may be on VPR some more this season. Dylan, what's up, man? How did you get into this mess?
I know. It's like he makes his premiere on Below Deck and the same week he makes an appearance on Vanderpump Rules. How funny is this? He has reshared when people share things, but he hasn't said like what the deal is. So
I love it. More to come, I'm sure.
Exciting. So speaking of, we got a message from Dylan and I'll play it for you.
Hey guys, I just listened, or should I say girls, you beautiful woman. I just listened to your podcast. It was really cute and nice, and I appreciate all of the nice things you guys said. Yeah, I'm so excited for you guys to watch and review the season. There's going to be so many plot twists, and I'm very excited for you guys to see how everything unfolds.
That was so nice, Dylan. Thank you for that message.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it. It's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. Okay, Sarah, I think we know, but I'm just going to ask, who do you choose this week?
I'm going to go with Jill Zarin.
Jill Zarin
from Zarin Fabrics.
I'm sure that there are people out there who are like, who is this Jill Zarin person and why are we focusing so much on her? She is one of the original housewives from New York. So there we go.
Yes. Original cast, New York, which is my very favorite of all of the Housewives franchises, is OG New York, those first few seasons. So iconic.
The boost.
Yeah. Jill.
Go to sleep.
Really, Jill's the reason Bethany Frankel became part of the Real Housewives too. She kind of put together the whole group, I think.
All right, Jill. Well done.
What was her original tagline? Was it something like, I run with a fabulous group of people?
I'm sure. I don't know, but that kind of sounds like the Countess a little bit too.
Yeah, I think it was Jill. Well, anyway,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Jill, come up to the captain's, to the wheelhouse. You know where it is because you have captained a boat before. So get on up here.
That's right. That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media Production.
But we'll see.
When you toured BG when you were in high school, did you like fall in love with it right away? Were you like, this is where I'm going?
I don't remember. I remember thinking like, holy cow, the rooms are small. And then when I moved in, I remember thinking, holy cow, this is smaller than what I remember.